This meeting is now being recorded.
That was very prompt. Hi, everyone. My name is Jordan Carter, .NZ. I'm one of the CCNSO reps on the CCWG, because that's not an acronym mouthful. It's Wednesday, the 27th of October at 05 hours UTC. This is the Staff Accountability Subgroup meeting of the CCWG, meeting number 4. Welcome, everyone, to the call. We've got a few agenda items to quickly run through. And I'm chairing this call for Avery because it's 1 a.m. where she is, and it isn't that early where I am. Does anyone have any updates to their statements of interest to make? If you've had a change to your interest, you just need to provide those details to the staff by emailing accountability staff or MSSI secretariat at ICANN. Assuming there aren't any, there's an action item follow-up from the previous meeting, which is the next item on the agenda. Oh, sorry, I skipped the agenda review. I'll go back to that. Are there any other items to deal with in this meeting? Silence or a cricket. So if you do think of any other items you'd like to cover, we'll have the chance to come back to those in any other business section of the discussion. If we move on to the third item, which is action items from the previous meeting, we replied to Goi Yoran's email to us, which was basically a thanks for emailing me email. It would be good to discuss some of these items, and we provided more clarity about what the group is looking for. We haven't had a reply from Yoran to that reply, but it is, I think, confirmed that Yoran will be attending the CCWG for an hour during its meeting on the 2nd of November. So that's the update from the action point. Avery, you've got your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Just want to point out that since you and I were specifically copied on the message he sent to the three co-chairs of CCWG, I'm taking that as kind of an answer, that he'll talk to us all then, and he does mention in that note, he does make some reference to the subjects we brought up. So I think, as you said, in an offline conversation, we can try, you know, having the conversation we wanted to have with him in that context and ask the questions there. So I'd say we kind of did get an answer from him, even if it wasn't a direct answer to our mail. Thanks.
Exactly. That's a good point. I hadn't managed myself carefully enough to actually look at the people who that email was sent to. So that sounds fair enough. So I think then the outcome of that is that we'll have the discussion in Hyderabad, and if there's, at the end of that, any need for follow-up, we can grab him and see if we can get him to agree to join the smaller group on a call post-Hyderabad. And the only other action item I think that was done since the previous meeting was the preparation of the snapshot Hyderabad report, which is our next item. And I think Avery pulled most of that together. So thank you, Avery. That is our next item. And the snapshot report was provided. I think it's about to appear on the screen before you. Avery drafted it. I had a few cuts. I don't know that other people added some questions and suggestions as well to it. Avery, you put this on the agenda. Do you want to, what are you looking for here? Or do you want to just take us briefly through the paper?
I just wanted to make sure that people had looked at it. So basically, it was just a snapshot, I guess, by the criteria that the staff has set up for completion, we would probably be, and Bernie, you could correct me, at a 20% mark with this report. So basically, a quick executive summary, talking about it being a snapshot, talking about the brief review it had, then just basically describing our issue and in terms of the WS1 report, current state, we're just at the point of having collected information, collected questions, still early stages in gathering info. indicating that we're on the Copenhagen time frame, indicating that we have dependencies, I've noticed, with at least three groups. There's the ombudsman group, because the ombudsman has a specific charge to look at in terms of does the ombudsman have any duties or responsibilities or purview with regard to staff issues. So that's an open question in ombudsman, and of course it affects us. There's the transparency group, which is the only group that has its draft out for Hyderabad and has its draft recommendations, and it has issues regarding the whole whistleblowing procedures, and it has recommendations in there which may or may not affect the work we're doing. And then I put the last one in diversity because attending the last diversity group, there was at least a question on in terms of doing reporting on the diversity of ICANN and its components, whether there was any measure of staff diversity, and that was just posed as a question. And so I included the reference here. I'm not really sure that there's any work to be done in that area, but probably something to just track, since we did get mentioned in that group. Then basically there's the staff dependencies, which is a conversation with Joran that we've already talked about in terms of two questions. Then it was just basically an inclusion of the questions that are in the questions doc, which we'll get to in the next item specifically, and an indication that we're still waiting to learn what actions have been taken, if any, with regard to the reports of staff activities raised in dot registry. And then just some information. So I just wanted to make sure that people had seen it, because it got very little review. I mean, it was out there for a couple of days. It did get some comments, but it was not heavily reviewed. So I just wanted to make sure that that's the status, that people knew that that's the status we're going into Hyderabad with, unless we decide to update it after this meeting. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. That's a good summary. I don't have any questions about it. Pam, do you have any questions or issues about the report?
No, I did follow the email threads and had a quick look at the report Avery kindly prepared and submitted. Thank you, Avery.
Cool. Thanks. And yes, thank you, Avery, for pulling that together in the template that was given to us. Let's move on to the questions. Then, if there's nothing else, the what we had down for this was a group discussion and review of the document, what the next steps were, and how do we get the questions answered. From my point of view, the next steps are to seek to get the questions answered. My thought on this as to what to do, the doc's been around a while. It was built out of our discussion. I think we should formally communicate it to the staff team who's working on the accountability working group, copying in the co-chairs and just saying our request is that these questions be put to the various parts of ICANN who can answer them for response, and that we'd appreciate meaningful responses in a meaningful time frame, which by my lights would be something like the end of November. Giving about a month or a couple of weeks after the ICANN meeting. And the reason for that is that most of the answers don't sit with the meetings team or with the people who are necessarily going to be fully engaged in an ICANN meeting. And they are quite distributed between HR and corporate functions and so on. If it takes until the middle of December or something, that would be fine, but I think we should ask for a reasonable time frame and see what we get back. That's my thoughts on the process for these anyhow. Avery, go ahead.
I just just wanted to point out also that in the printout I did, I neglected to accept all of the suggestions which I thought I had. So there are actually a few more questions in the online version, which I just put the URL in so anyone could look at it, than are actually showing up on this. One of the few defects I found in Drive is that when you do the PDF drop, it only includes what's been accepted. And what I had gotten into doing was accepting and then putting slight shading on the stuff I had accepted that hadn't been much discussed yet. But there was 4 points there that didn't, and I'm going to put those in the chat just so they can be seen, that didn't get picked up because I hadn't done the accept. So I've just pasted those into the chat, but anyone, you know, can just go look at the document in the Drive. So I just wanted to say that, but I also wanted to ask, so in terms of getting this sort of formal and asking the question formally, so you're saying that as part of the CCWG meeting, we make the formal request to the chairs, to the group. I haven't been quite clear because the questions have sort of been sitting there. There had sort of been this hope that staff support, knowing that the questions were there, might have given us a clue on answers, on where to find answers, but that not being the role they've taken, I wasn't quite sure how to take the next step. I've done a little bit of looking for some of this stuff on my own, but haven't found it. And so I just wanted to make sure that we had a surefire way of getting the asking of these questions formalized. And so far, I don't know what that is.
Thanks, Avery. That's a good question. Bernie or Yvette, I wonder if you have a view that you could share about the answer to Avery's question. Just while you're having a think about whether you can talk to that, I'll say that I don't think we need to put this to a full CCWG meeting. I think this is the issue of staff accountability is one that's totally tied up with an organization's internal processes. So that's largely why we need to ask the questions of the staff and why the only way to get answers is by the organization answering them. So I don't think it's a matter of the CCWG having to formally approve these questions as a whole so much as us just formally asking the staff for answers to them. And then if the staff think a different process has to happen, they can tell us. But if Bernie or Yvette, you've got a different view, please share it. Bernie, go ahead.
Bernie's hand is up.
Thank you, Jordan. I'm uncertain. I mean, I'm not a staff person. I don't deal in that universe. But if it's a question to staff, the highest ranking staff member is the CEO. So you might communicate these questions to the CEO as part of your process to see what the answers come back at. That's one choice. But we can also ask around internally where it might be best to ask for getting answers to these questions, and we can get back to you.
Yeah, my own instinct or preference is that the second of those would be good because we don't want to take someone by surprise. And as far as I'm concerned, we don't want to push things higher up the food chain than we need to. So if this is seen internally as a kind of basic, reasonable research task that staff attached to the CCWG can do in a week or two, that would seem ideal. If they have to make some requests to other parts of the organization, e.g. the HR team, that would be perfectly understandable as well. But if these were seen as a political problem and threatening and difficult, then it would be good to know that so we can take it to the right level in the organization. That's my thoughts, anyway.
Go
ahead, Bernie.
Go ahead, Bernie.
I'll wait to hear what you said.
I was just trying to respond. Probably the best thing is once you get a final solid version of that, send it to CCWG staff with a request that we ask internally where it would be best to pose these questions. And I guess we'll use that request to shop that around internally and be able to talk to people about it in Hyderabad to try and get an answer for you. How's that sound?
Sounds reasonable to me. But Abri, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that sounds like an approach. I don't know that we need to do that much more work on them. Maybe, you know, one more edit pass, but I think we've got the questions there. So I think so that would be just a form of put them in a file and send it to the staff asking the question. I think that's an excellent way. If we were presenting them to the CEO, I would do the same thing. So that makes sense. So thanks. And you have Pam next.
Yeah, Pam, go ahead.
Thank you, Jordan. I was just wondering whether Sam Eisner might be able to help out here, because I believe she is participating in this work stream. And looking at those questions, I would suspect or maybe expect Sam would actually have a lot of answers to those questions already.
Hmm. That's a good suggestion, Pam. Bernie's got a hand up in response. Bernie, do you want to?
Well, in these kinds of issues, Sam is one of the people we would run this by anyways to see where we would officially lodge such a request. So, yes, correct, but given the nature of the thing, I don't think we can assume it's Sam, but Sam would certainly be one of the people that would help us figure out where to lodge the question officially.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Bernie. And thanks, Pam and Abri. So is the action coming out of this then? Perhaps that we do a final pass of the questions, which I think, to be honest, is accepting the track changes and removing the shading. Abri, and then we can fire it on to the staff as suggested by Bernie. Are you happy with that as like our action point? Is that a new hand from you, Bernie, or is that an old one?
Sorry, old hand.
An old one. Abri, go ahead.
Question from me. Okay, yeah, so doing an edit pass is good. Hopefully Pam has read through them so that at least we know that there's at least one other person that's done an edit pass for them. Would we want to include the note from Jordan that we have at the bottom there? I'm just questioning.
I don't think so.
Okay, and then we'd probably want to edit the top that says it's a working draft and just, you know, do that. But okay, so who's doing that action item? Is that you or me?
I don't mind. I'm happy to do it if you want.
Fantastic.
I'm happy for you to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you've kind of had this document mostly. So okay.
Okay. I'll reformulate the top. I'll get rid of the working draft comments. So I'll make a copy of this document and then do that. So that's an action for Jordan. Okay. What else then? If we can close that item off then, and thanks for that discussion. The in terms of the next steps for our work plan drafted for Document 1 and Document 2, I think what we need to do is talk to people who are participants in this and to really make the point at the CCWG meeting that following on from getting the information out of ICANN, there will be a bit of document writing to do, and the rapporteur is signed up to help the group function, not to be the authors of everything, so we need some volunteers to help do the writing. But other than that, I think we need answers to the questions before we can go a lot further on substantive work. At least that's my impression at this point. Avery, go ahead.
Okay. I tend to agree with you, but I also think being realistic, if we want to get the work done, you know, you'll need to participate on one and I'll need to participate on one. And even if we're not the main pen holder, which I hope we're not, we should probably expect to participate in them. I also wanted to point out that I did add, Klaus had added some comment in about, you know, the definitions of the three groups. I'm not sure that that's that onerous a task, but it's probably worth doing in that first document. So, I think you're right. I think we should go buttonhole some people and get a volunteer, since Pam, the only one we've got at the moment that would ask, certainly want to ask her if she wants to help on one of them, but, try and get more of the people involved in doing it. But I do think that we should be attached to Doc 1 and Doc 2.
I was going to say I completely agree. I wasn't trying to shy away from that more so just to say that I'm not prepared to take sole responsibility for any of them.
Yeah, me either, except at the last minute when it's not getting done. But, I think we should. I'm happy to play with Doc 1 if you want Doc 2, but I'm happy to go the other way around, too. The only reason I put myself in the Doc 1 one is it's something I've been thinking about for a bit ever since I heard Joran talk on his views of ICANN. And I expect we will see a presentation from Joran in Hyderabad somewhere, not in our meeting, but somewhere that goes into his view of the ICANN world and the bubbles within it. And we can build off of that document as sort of the touchstone as we work through it, I think, or that presentation he makes. So I don't know if that makes sense to you. And then just, if we each volunteer for one of the two, then we're each kind of putting ourselves up for trying to recruit people into that document.
Yeah. I'm happy to take that approach. I don't mind which one I do. And if you've been thinking about it, you're privy to more information because you do more ICANN stuff than I do. So I'm happy to fit in with that. Pam, do you have either of those that you'd like to work on in preference to the other or neither?
Yes, I will be happy to assist either one or both of them, providing I'm able to or have the capacity to do so, but I will try. But I just want to make a general comment about participation, and I read elsewhere about participation fatigue or volunteer fatigue. I suspect this topic will come up at Hyderabad because it's not just this working stream, this working group, other groups seem to be suffering as well. And I also saw some exchange between Dr. Steve Crocker and the CCWG co-chairs about the conflict between the AOC Review 3 and some of these work streams or the scope. So I was just wondering whether you two, as repertoires of this group, would have some insight as to whether there's going to be some change to those current working streams or a kind of amalgamation or separation or whatever, or emerge with that AOC 3 review. So it seemed to be a bit murky or unclear to me at this point. Do you have more clarity or insight into how things will pan out or change? Thanks.
Avery is our resident expert in the CCWG on these processes. So go ahead, Avery.
Okay, yeah. As far as I know, I've heard nothing about merging the subthreads, the subgroups. I don't think there's been, and Bernie, who's obviously been on all those leadership calls, can correct me if I'm wrong, but I have not heard of any of that. In terms of ATRT3, what I understand that the proposal was, and I think that's the current proposal, is that ATRT3 would be more of a level setting and basically taking the recommendations that were made in ATRT2 and doing analysis of what got done and what didn't get done on them, leaving this work proceeding. So basically dealing with that conflict by saying things that were put in the WS2 subgroups stay in them, whereas ATRT3 focuses mostly on the analysis of the ATRT implementation results. But I see Bernie's hand is up, so maybe he can flesh that out or correct it if need be. Thanks.
Bernie, go ahead.
Well, Avery, you stole my thunder. That's about all I had to say. No, I'm in complete agreement.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Are you happy?
Sorry,
Bernie. Does that clear that up?
Yes, it is. But I do have another follow-up question. It's not clear to me. Are we going to have a subgroup meeting in Hyderabad or not?
Not specifically, as far as I know. We'll be meeting as part of that whole day thing. I haven't seen any breakouts. Ernie?
Yes, that's correct. We've discussed this several times, and there are no facilities for breakouts. If it happens that people want to huddle during the week and they can get enough people together, that's fine, but there's just no possibility for subgroup meetings in Hyderabad.
Thank you. Sorry.
The other point I'd make is that the whole point of the ICANN meetings is for the community to get together and exchange views about the whole program of work. So I wouldn't be too keen on trying to get the subgroups together face-to-face during the meeting, per se. Ever, you might have a different view on that one.
The only thing I was going to add is if there's a bunch of us there that are interested, that, for example, we can get lined up for working on these docs, sitting together at lunch at some point or something may make sense, but in a very ad hoc nature.
Thank you, Avery. I'm open to that idea as well. I thought it might overcome to some extent this participation fatigue or volunteer fatigue, because we seem to kind of not know each other well or haven't worked with each other. Some members to this group are fairly new, so if we have an opportunity to all sit down together, at least put a name to a face or vice versa, might help us gel better as a group.
Yeah, it might. And one way that might to do that might be to just get us all to sit together in the room for the CCWG meeting.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That might be possible. That might be hard. But one thing that could be interesting when we're talking about this, and this hasn't been mentioned in the planning meetings or the leadership meeting at all, is when we get to the work tracks, just to have everybody who's in the room that happens to be working on one of the work tracks to put their hand up or to stand up so we can all see each other at the very least. Might be a quick step. I don't know if that makes sense, but it just occurred to me while you were speaking.
That makes lots of sense. It's a very good idea.
And
hopefully one of the seven of us on the line will remember to ask that question if the co-chair is going to do it spontaneously. Bernie, your hand is up.
Yes, thank you. From the leadership meeting, it has come out from the various discussions with the other rapporteurs that once a group actually publishes a first draft with some potential answers to questions and potential recommendations, everything seems to start ramping up a lot. So we've noticed this in several other groups where there was... it was difficult to get people to participate, and once a document actually hits people's inbox with answers to questions and recommendations, then all of a sudden it seems to turn the engine over. Thank you.
That makes sense. Once people start to grab on, when there's more to grab on to. And so it may be that starting to get some of those... In our case, maybe getting the answers to the questions will help spur the kind of discussion that we need. We can. So I think that out of that discussion on the drafters in terms of the work plan, we're going to dispatch the questions. Avery's going to be one of the people who helps with Doc 1. Jordan's going to be one of the people who helps in Doc 2. Pam's happy to help on either or both, and we'll try and make a concerted effort to get some more, to find out what's going to happen with the questions and to get some more people lined up to help with drafting in face-to-face in Hyderabad. And we'll make an ask for the co-chairs to get people to identify which subgroups they're following most closely so we can at least know what each other look like face-to-face. Bernie, your hand is up.
And I think between you and I, we can try to recruit, chief editors for each document while we're there.
Yeah. We can do some voluntold.
I'll try to recruit for Doc 1, and you can try to review for Doc 2, but we can find somebody.
Cool. Okay, thanks. The next item on the agenda is any other business. Is there any other business?
I don't have any.
Nothing from me either.
Nothing from me? Anything from staff? No? Okay. I've flicked the questions around on the list, and I'll just jot a little note to the staff. Avery, as per the chat, you don't want to read that before I send it to you?
No need. But you can if you want, but... I'll probably be sleeping for at least the next 5 hours.
That makes sense. Yeah, it seems to be a straightforward, so I'll just get it off now before I leave the office.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. Thank you, everyone.
Whatever you put out there. I appreciate that we went through it, even there's you. And thank you, Pam, for making it be not just staff and the two co-rapporteurs. Very much appreciate that you
No
stuck
problem.
With it.
No problem. See you all in Hyderabad. Safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.